Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the shift with Dez and Katie. Two generations, 2 points of view coming at you. It's the shift. Stand by.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the shift.
Dez. Hello.
Katie's here.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
When you start a Zoom, do you go like, Katie's on? Like, how, what's your Zoom etiquette for like a more official Zoom?
For like a Zoom show?
Yeah, just like any time where there's like multiple people on a Zoom, what's your kind of like?
I don't know. I guess I'm just like, hi. I'm really bad at it.
It's very. I'm hosting a quiz for a company on Thursday. Yeah. And I had to do a rehearsal today. It was very technical. It was very serious.
Yeah, no, it's definitely weird. And then you can step on people a little bit and you don't mean to. I have to do a birthday party on Thursday, so.
What?
Yeah, there's like a, they booked like a comedian to entertain them for a birthday.
Oh my God, Katie. You getting paid?
Yeah.
But like, I would need $1 million to do that. It's fucking
well,
torturous.
I only need $100.
$100?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, that's going to be painful, Katie.
Yeah, but it's okay. I don't mind. It's more than what I'm getting out of a shift at work right now. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so bad. People aren't tipping.
They're not tipping.
Yeah, we like, and so
well,
they have.
You're only handing them stuff out of a window, right?
Well, so that's what we're meant to do. But I've been trying to like serve, like go out to the tables and like kind of like fine dine it to go if I can. And they've been tipping a little more. But yeah, that's the thing. It's more like to go. So they don't really need to tip. But like, that's where we make our money. So.
Yes. Oh, God. The pandemic rages on.
I know, but it's okay. Look, better than nothing.
Yeah, you've done well out of the pandemic, Katie. You found love?
Oh, yeah. I found a fancy man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess you're not saying that you found love yet. Is that?
No, but it's great, you know? He's great. So, yeah, it's going well.
No other drama in the meantime?
With men?
No, with him.
No. We've had, like, he's great, you know? Like, I've had to have a few discussions with sex stuff.
Really?
Yeah, well, just because he's like, I'm probably more open now only because of this podcast and he's not as open. And so, yeah, but once I said it to him, he was like, oh, okay, yeah, grand. Well, he wasn't at the start, but we definitely had the.
So like when you say open, like, what do you mean? Like what?
Well, he's like super respectful, like over respectful, like over considerate, which is great in all other aspects.
When you say over considerate, what do you mean?
Like, even, like, if we were, like, he wouldn't even grab my arse. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, just very,
did
like.
Did you tell him to grab your arse?
I said it to him. I was, like, you can be more, like, I tried to say, I said the word dominant. And then he thought that I meant, like, choke and attack and punch. And he was, like, I can't do that. And then I was, like, no. I just means, how do I explain this? So, basically, like, I kind of lead a lot of the sex stuff. And I feel like I'm more the horny person, which is fine. But I was like, you can, you know, you can like grab me and kiss me and a bit more passion would be great. But we had to kind of really over talk it because he wasn't really understanding what I was saying. And then when he understood, he was like, oh, okay, I can do that.
And was there an improvement?
Oh, yeah. Like his first, I think when I first said it, he was like very uncomfortable, and but he was like listening, and then he took it in, and then he did it, which was great. Because it could have went, that conversation could have went really badly. Do you know, he could have gotten offended, or he could
have, he could have felt a little emasculated, like he wasn't doing a good job.
Yeah, because he was doing a great
But he never said to you, like, what are you into, though?
No.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then
had you not instigated the conversation, you probably would have remained frustrated with the sort of the timidity.
Yeah.
The timidity of the sexual experience.
Yeah, and I only needed a dial up. So when I did say to him more dominant, he went fucking like, oh Jesus, she wants me to choke her and kill her, and I can't do that. I'm not like that. So then thankfully he said that. If he hadn't have said that,
I think possibly the word you were looking for was more assertive.
Assertive. Thank you. See, he doesn't realize that I'm like, I don't know words.
No, I think what you said was totally fine, but I just think that because dominant has this association with like, you like to be dominated, and because yes, it literally is where the word dom comes from, mm-hmm. That, you know, it has too many associations with other things. So probably assertive maybe might have been the word, or maybe a bit more, if you could take the initiative sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and
that
the thing
type
is,
of language.
Because
perhaps
also,
I don't know.
Well, that's basically what I said. I was just like, I just feel like I'm initiating it, and then like he'll ask me stuff like he'll be like, "Oh, do you want me to go down or whatever?" And I'm like, "Just do it." And he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm just." I guess because he's like very
well. He's also trying to figure you out, so I feel like asking early on is kind of
yeah,
and then that's good. And you said in future, just do it. You know,
exactly.
So now you know. So that's a good communication.
100%. And I said afterwards, I was like, oh, I could have just been like, yeah, just, but I was like, oh, why is he even asking? But like, so we had, those conversations were really good. And I'm glad that
Yeah. Well, it's better that he had, you know, cause like,
yeah, sometimes I hate it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some people, and then you might not have wanted to say it. And then I think in that situation, it's good that he asked. I think it's also good that you communicated in future, just do it.
Yeah. He's the most mature person I've ever dated. And he just, I can say like he takes slagging really well, which is great. He's very secure. So, but yeah, I thought we were going to stop seeing each other when we had that conversation because it was uncomfortable at the time.
Really?
Yeah, because he was thinking I meant one thing and then I was meaning something else. And he did say, oh, maybe we're not sexually compatible.
Whoa, really? Jesus Christ, that escalated.
Yeah, because
he literally thought you meant, can you like whip me?
Yeah. And he caught a bit of a fright, I think. And I was like, hold on a second. I was like, I think we're maybe thinking two different things. Let's just explain further. And I was like, what do you think I mean? And then when he said that, I was like, no. I was like, I just mean like.
Oh, so he really did think you meant like be a dom.
Yeah. I was like, I just mean like lick my boobs or, you know, make me feel like really sexy and stuff. And he was like, oh, okay. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I can do that. I'll be in my head now for a bit, but. Then later on, he was grand. He did everything I said. It's like he was, I told him all, I was like, I'm just giving you the keys. Just giving you the keys of how to make me very sexually happy. But yeah, no, he's great.
But in a situation where he says, can I go down on you? And you're like, just go down. Would you also think in another situation, especially if it's like he's in his head, that you would just grab his head and push it down there just to kind of like let him know that it's, you know, good?
I guess that's something I could do. Yeah. But I guess for women sometimes, and I shouldn't speak for all women, but I know for a few of my friends, we're always worried that guys don't like doing that. Like, because even I was talking, one of my best.
Yeah, but he's already asked you now, so.
Yeah, so I guess, I guess it's just a little insecurity as well. Because, like, I know one of my friends, her guy went down on her once and then he never did again for a while. And she was, like, talking to us, being like, why isn't he? But yeah, we were just like, just tell him.
Just fucking get him down there.
Yeah.
Take him down to Chowtown, man.
It's the best. But yeah, so ever since then, it's been like, it just sex gets better and better, which is great. So yeah, it's all going good. It's a few months, like it's a long time now, so.
Yeah, it's a proper relationship.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm trying to think.
No, that's all good. I've actually had a few dates with somebody. Of course, I won't go into too much detail.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I never go into too much detail, but pretty good, I have to say. In the sense that, like, you know, definitely somebody I would like more than normal.
Oh, I I'm delighted. This is so great to hear, especially since you hadn't been even masturbating for the pandemic. And now you're going on dates.
I know, yeah.
This is huge.
Well, she got that whole load.
Oh my God.
That whole built up load.
That's brilliant. She was probably delighted.
I know. I mean, no, it was fine. It was fine. But yeah. But so that happened. There's Flynn just jumping into the picture.
And did you, was she like nervous with COVID or anything, or she was grand now?
Oh, she's very COVID paranoid, but yeah. she was willing to take the risk hanging out with me. We've had three dates.
That's great. What can you do in the Hamptons for dates now, though? Do you just like go to the beach?
What can you do in the Hamptons?
Because
this is the ultimate COVID dating spot.
Oh, really? I have no idea.
No, in the sense that you've got the beach, you can drive around with the top down, you can walk around the village, you can sit outside a restaurant and have dinner, ice cream, walk around.
Oh, because I suppose the Hamptons has already been past outdoor seating.
You could play golf.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. We're slumming here in Paris.
You could play nine holes of golf.
Wow. That is great. Did you meet her online?
We played golf on the second date. What?
Did you meet her online?
I'm not going to get into the details of how we met. Okay. only because I don't want to, give away too much information. There's already a ton of sleuths trying to figure it out from her side.
Yeah. Because anyone I talk to now is having like good success online in the pandemic, which is great.
Really?
Yeah, actually, a guy that I met...
It wasn't an online.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It wasn't any of the apps.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this app seemed to be doing a little bit better now, but I guess it's just the only way people...
I don't think I would meet up, really. Well, I guess I don't know, but yeah, no, it wasn't. It was more like a friend of a friend situation, you know? Yeah. I just happened to find out that she was out here, so I was like, you want to get a coffee?
That's great.
You know, just like very cat, you know, it was very like nothing, you know, but so then, yeah, she was like, yeah, but then we hung out, but we immediately hit it off. Like on the personality front, it was like a mega match. Game set match.
I love that.
Yeah, it was game set match. It was match point from the get go. Boom. Yeah. And then it was like, let's meet up again. But then it was clear that like we'd probably try to give it a shot, but we'll see.
Well, one thing I think is great for you and for a lot of people like you right now, not that the pandemic is a good thing, but for dating, if you have more time, you have the energy to get to know someone, you have the time to get to know them. It's not like you're like, oh, you just met her and now you're like, I have to go to Ireland for 6 months to do loads of gigs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would have been around this time anyway. And a trip to Ireland still looms over the future. But yeah, that's not something I'm thinking about right now. You take it a moment at a time.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody's going to be getting pregnant or married anytime soon. So there's no issues. There's no issues around that.
My gynecologist, when I went in, she was shouting at me for having sex with just condoms. She made me, like, she wouldn't let me leave without...
birth control?
Yeah, which I don't like taking birth control, so it's still sitting in my room. But she was like, you're not leaving without picking one of these. Because she was like, people are getting pregnant now.
What?
She's like, people are getting pregnant now.
Oh, people are getting pregnant because they're having condom sex?
Yeah. She was just like, the amount of people are coming in pregnant now. And it's like...
Katie, you're 29. Wouldn't be the end of the world.
She said it would be. She's so Why? Funny. She was like, you're young, you're healthy, don't ruin your life.
Jesus Christ.
I love my gynecologist. She also was like, you need to, Ireland doesn't give you the HPV virus or vaccine, sorry. And I was like, no, not for my age. I didn't get it. She goes, well, you're just going to have to pay for it. We're going to order it now because you'll die. I was like, okay, I don't want to die.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, so I'm getting it next week.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, of course. Fuck it, I'll pay for it. Like, you know, it's expensive, but I really don't want to.
How much
die.
Is it?
It's $250.
Will we do a GoFundMe so Katie can get the HPV vaccine?
It's okay. I have $250. I have $250. It's actually my Patreon money.
Oh, good for you, Katie. Good for you.
No, because the thing is like, yeah, I have the health insurance now. And so going to her won't cost, getting the injection won't cost. So I'm like, I should just get it now because Trump is like, and everybody's trying to like take away that health insurance. So I'm like, I'll just do it and it's fine. I don't want to die. She said a patient went in for her smear test, and it had only been a year, and she'd gotten the number 16, and she's like probably going to die. So I was like,
cervical cancer.
Yeah, and she said it happens that
cervical cancer is I think the
is that what it's called? Oh
no, they I think I hear a lot of people say cervical cancer. I don't know what the proper pronunciation.
Oh, I have no idea. But she was like, it was like a horror experience going to my gyno the other day. She also weighed me and said, yes, we've all gained a few pounds in the pandemic. I was like, fuck you.
Oh, she said that to you? Well, she obviously took your weight, did she?
Yeah, and I'm like 6 pounds heavier than last year.
Wow. Then you put on weight, Katie.
Fuck you guys, that's only half a stone. That's grand.
That's totally fine. You look great. No concerns.
Thanks. But I am.
We all put on weight in the pandemic.
Wow, that's what she said.
Well, I put on weight early on, but actually I was looking the other day and I'm starting to get nervous. You know, I've been playing so much volleyball that I'm actually starting to get nervous. I'm getting into the gaunt zone again. You know, I was in the gaunt zone in sort of January, February, and I was like, shit, man, I'm getting too skinny. And then during the pandemic, I was piling on the pounds. But actually, I noticed yesterday, I was like, oh, shit, I'm looking like a heroin addict again.
It's hard. It fluctuates right now because 2 months ago, I was like scrawny, putting up pictures on my Instagram story of my abs. And now I'm like, I'm not putting up any photos.
All right. Yeah, no, I gone into the, you know, the problem is that it's not so much about losing weight or putting on weight. It's just the problem is as you get older, it just shows in your face so much more, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get fat again.
Yeah. Eat the bread.
I you don't understand. There's not enough calories in the world to put into my body. I've been playing like literally 3, 4, 5 hours of nonstop beach volleyball.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, Erica has to go play with you.
Oh, that's right. Erica. Yeah, she messaged me afterwards to say she's willing to play beach volleyball. So I should really try to...
Yeah, she'd be delighted. She loves anything sports. She's in it.
Yeah, I should. Well, she was basketball player, right? But I should try to check that out. So I put out on Instagram very, very like seconds before we got on about questions. But I did get a very good question straight away that... I'd like to put to our listeners, Flynn, stop growling. I know you don't like.
I love him.
I know you don't like questions, Flynn.
Hi, Flynn.
Just something's. It's the, you know what it is. It's the highness of your voice.
It's hurting his ears.
Yeah. No, I'm only kidding, Flynn. Come on, relax. Relax, bro. Every now and then he gets a little barking fest, and you know. My friend's visiting, but they're not in the house. They're just using the beach, but they came in to say hi. And it kind of, normally this time of the day, he's just very relaxed, but now he's like a little hyped up, you know?
He's gorgeous. That's one thing I am like.
Such a great looking dog. Patreon subscribers get a chance to look at Flynn, you know?
They get to see all the dogs.
But everybody who follows me on Instagram, Flynn, come on, relax, bro. He's just barking at birds. Flynn! You're fucking up my podcast, bro. Sorry, I'll probably have to edit this out now because he's going on for so fucking long. What was I talking about? People that follow me on Instagram, they get to know Flynn via my Instagram, but then they meet him in real life, and he just is so much bigger than he looks online. Like everybody who's met him that knows him from the internet is like, whoa. Fucking hell, that is a big dog. Like, he is a lot of dog.
Yeah, well, he looked big there sitting on your couch. He was nearly as big as you.
He's big. He's big.
Like. There's a great, I was thinking, like, I'll have to cut it out and put it on the Instagram story. I'm going to put it on the Instagram story. I was going to cut out a piece and put it on the Instagram story where you were talking and he was just smiling behind you, but he looked really cute.
Yeah, he was there sort of smiling intensely for a while. So anyway, I got a good question, which I thought was very interesting. They're remaining anonymous, but so somebody says, I've put 2 and 2 together from your Insta stories and the podcast. You recently celebrated 25 years sober, which that didn't require any investigation. I pretty much said I'm 25 years, no booze, no drugs. But anyway, big congratulations. And having heard some of your stories of sexual encounters and podcast episodes, I realized Jesus, Des has done all of this sober. I've been sober for 6 months. And I'm just wondering how you found sober dating / sex. So that's a good question. But it's interesting because pretty much all my, you know, I was a teenager when I stopped drinking. So I don't even consider those early teenage interactions to be like dating, you know?
Yeah.
So all my dating / sex has been sober. I don't know how people don't do it any other way. I mean, the only date that I actually remember, like a proper date that I remember that was involved with booze, was my first proper college girlfriend, Sharon. We met, I was off my face at the Tramps Ball, UCC Tramps Ball, 1995. I was off my face on E in Sir Henry's, and I met her. And I think she was off her face as well. And of course, when you're high on ecstasy, you like fall in love like in seconds, you know? And I don't know what happened. I got her number. I made out with her. But anyway, I then called her parents' house, which was a payphone. You know, when you pick up the phone, it goes like, doot, doot, doot. She had a payphone inside her house. And still remember her number to this day, but I won't say it out loud. And our first date was definitely a date. We went to a pub and had a drink. And I do remember the elixir, you know, the alcohol being such a convenient way to connect. Because after a few drinks, we really like hit it off. And then we walked back from Douglas to Turner's Cross and made out in her parents' living room while they were upstairs sleeping. But anyway, the booze definitely did help. So I can understand if you're older and you stop drinking and you're used to sort of going for drinks with people, I guess you will notice a difference. However, the majority of my dating in my life has been sober. So I really just think if you're only 6 months sober, you just have to become more and more comfortable with being sober in social situations, which takes a little bit of time, but eventually you won't actually notice the difference. I still recommend going on a date where the person that you're with can have a drink, because it'll loosen them up and they don't have a problem with alcohol, then there's no problem using it. So I still think you should be in a situation where they can have a drink. And then you also need to be conscious of, there's nothing worse than somebody feels obligated to like not drink because you're not drinking. So it's very important to not make it like a thing.
Yeah.
I usually don't tell people in advance unless they say specifically, you know, will we go for a drink or let's have some wine, you know. I might just say, actually, I don't drink, but like, let's go, you know, but I never try to make it like a big deal, you know?
Yeah, no. I feel like sometimes there's a bit of a pressure to drink for dates, for sure.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I've definitely had it before where if I've been like, oh, I'm just going to have like an orange juice, they're like, go on, have a drink. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you don't have to have one, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then in terms of sober sex, well, you know, honestly, I had so little sex before I was 19 and not drinking anymore that I never really, you know, alcohol never really helped my sexual experiences, to be honest with you. So there was never any sense of like, oh, how am I going to get comfortable without booze? Because actually I was way more comfortable not drinking, having sex. So, I mean, I think before I can literally count them on my hand. 1, 2, 3, I think I had sex three times before, like three women before I was 19. Definitely no more than four.
Yeah.
So just on a quick think back to the fucking birth of history. And so in terms of having sex sober, like it's way better sober. I think most, don't you agree? Like most people I've known or people I've been with in my life, they always end up saying that they don't enjoy sex as much when they're drunk because they kind of don't remember it. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I much prefer sober, but I know like one of my girlfriends, she couldn't have it sober because she's just so insecure about her body and like not confident and stuff like that. But I remember like over months kept telling her to just try it sober, and then when she did eventually, so she's like same age as me, and it was a long time before she did, she was like, oh, she was like, this was great.
Yeah, so. I mean, I understand that a lot of people use booze to get comfortable that first time, or maybe the first few times, and I get it, it's fine. I mean, I don't think it's the healthiest way, but I don't think it's a big problem. If you don't have a problem with booze, I think it's totally fine to like help yourself to relax, yeah, to have a drink. I think if you always have to do that, that's a problem though, especially when you've already become comfortable with somebody and you still need to do that. I think that's bad. You probably need to like have a look at why you're still so nervous and uptight about it. Yeah. But in general, I find early on people are nervous. I think it's not a big deal to just like help yourself to relax a bit. But I do think that very quickly, particularly if you're like staying with the partner, that you should end up feeling comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And you should I think you should end up feeling like it's better when you're not drinking.
Yeah, I think I always prefer it sober sex, but that's because it's very easy to just have that one drink too much where I'm not going to remember the sex, or I'm too drunk to actually orgasm. Where, and I feel like a lot of guys I've been with, when they've been drunk, they either like can't keep it hard, or they like are struggling a bit because they're drunk. There's like, so the morning sex is always better for both of us when we're both sober. Because we're both just able to perform better.
Yeah, yeah. Once you brush your teeth, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Once you brush your teeth,
you gotta. When you wake up in the morning, you have to brush your teeth.
So
like, have you been in that situation where you're like, you're being intimate in the morning, but it's very much like not kissing?
Yeah. You're just like, and you're trying to keep your mouth closed.
Yeah. You gotta brush your teeth. I always wake up really early, so I never have a problem with that. So I always sneak one in.
Yeah.
And then when they wake up, then it's like, oh, you fucking cheated. You brushed your teeth.
That's what happened to me recently. And I was like, yeah, but my mouth is so minty, it'll cover your bad breath. So it's fine.
Well, some people are more breath paranoid than others. I mean, I'm quite paranoid about bad breath. So anytime I have it, or, you know, like I just try to make sure that I don't have it.
Paranoid about it. I hate it.
If I've had coffee or something. So in the morning, I always try to give it a refresher.
Yeah.
I wish I cared less, actually. It's so stupid, really.
But I think as well, just for people who are like, because I know a lot of my sexual experience were drunk, and then because I used to drink way too much. I would drink till blackout a lot of my life. But once I started having sober sex, it's like anything. Like, just once, if you're like nervous about doing it, just for that person who said the 6 months, once you do it, it gets easier. Like anything, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. So don't expect to be like, if it's your first time having sober sex, you might be a little nervous. That doesn't mean you need to start having drunk sex again. You just get used to stuff.
Yeah. I mean, this person's 6 months sober, so it's obviously quite a serious thing. I mean, this is somebody who's saying that they used to drink too much. So yeah. I think all these things is really important to break out of your comfort zone and do it sober, because it's actually growth. It's like a growth thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's actually like a confidence building exercise. And because what happens is you end up using alcohol to substitute for all your insecurities, your inadequacies, your shyness. So without that, then obviously you feel very naked, very exposed. So it's really important to push past all the nerves and actually do it, because on the flip side of that is the sense of like triumph and achievement. And even if it turns out to be like a shit date, you'll still feel good about the fact that you just did it, you know?
Yeah.
Because often you'll retreat and you won't do it because of the fear of not being able to, being uncomfortable. Or obviously some people will not do it because they feel like it'd be too much of a trigger for drinking, which is completely understandable. In fact, you know, I gave that advice earlier about letting the other person have a drink, just on a more sort of like alcoholism / trying to stay sober level. If you're not somebody that's confident in your sobriety yet, which at 6 months would be completely understandable, I think it's probably good advice to not go to a place where you can have a drink. So it's probably better to have like a afternoon cup of coffee. You know, it's safer and it's less pressure, but that's very specific to that particular question.
I find as well, like I went out on Saturday night, but I didn't want to drink. I just drank orange juice, but it was a nice little sugar buzz. But I did notice that it was like the people I went out with, I've never actually gone out on a night out with not drinking. And I was like, oh, I
do you think you got a sugar buzz, or you think you were just pumped up from the company?
I don't know, maybe. But I did notice in sometimes I was in my head a little bit, because there's like, because they were on a different level. And I was like, is it me? And then I'm like, oh, I'm just sober. Just like,
yeah,
you know, a few times I said stuff and like the person I was talking to just like sort of lost attention in like the start of my sentence. And like, I was like, is this me? But then later I was like, oh, they're just drunk.
Yeah. How drunk did they get? Because it gets quite boring after a while.
No, they didn't get too drunk. They just, I guess by the time they'd been drinking all day. So by the time I got there, they were kind of like on a different level. Yeah.
I find with people drinking, it's like, you got to be there when they start and then know when to leave. It's very hard to arrive sober with like a drunken crew of people.
Yeah. And they're great. Like, they're great crack. But I just was like, cause you know, when you're both drunk, there's like a level that you can be on. And I was like, I felt
well, you're also
tired.
Just not aware of shit. When you're sober, you're aware of shit. You like, sometimes my friends are drunk. They'll tell me to come out. I'll come out, but I'll just leave straight away, because I'll just be like, these guys have, you know, it's like, it's not fun. Like, you're aware of everything. And then they'll be like, no, I'm not that drunk. But they're absolutely annihilated. They're just not aware. They're not aware how drunk they are. They're not aware how stupid they sound. And they're not doing anything wrong. They're having a good time. And I don't want to ruin their good time. I want them to continue having a good time. It's just impossible for me to join in the fun. It's just, there's nothing I can do. You know, you're intoxicated, I'm not. And it's totally fine. I just leave you to it, you know?
It's funny though, because these friends specifically are like really smart. And they were having this like really smart conversation at the end of the night. And I was like, then they asked me my opinion and I was like, oh, I have no opinion on this. But then I realized if I were drunk, I would have just confidently said, yeah, I too believe blah, 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 blah. But my soberness was like, oh, here, I'm not smart enough to get involved in this topic.
Oh, really? You doubted yourself, Katie?
Yeah, well, I just didn't know what they were talking about. But I think I was, because it was like politics or something and I don't really listen to it. But I know if I was drunk, I would have been like, yeah, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It definitely gives you you get the booze confidence. Yeah. But anyway, it was a good question. It's actually a good topic. So on an extension of that topic, let's talk about the fact that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are wonder how much booze should you drink on a first date?
Oh, on a first date. I just
Well, because
when I went to the gynecologist for the annual, she was like, how many drinks do you drink a week? And I was like, I don't know, like six. And she goes, that's way too much. It should only be five a week. And I was like, okay, I was lying because I could easily drink six drinks in a night.
Yeah.
I was completely...
So you, like, you couldn't even... an Irish person can't even lie correctly about how much booze they drink. Even what you consider to be an acceptable amount made the doctor shocked.
I know. I was like, yeah, I'd have five drinks on a date. Jesus. But yeah, first date, how many drinks?
So she told you to lower your alcohol consumption? Because from a public health perspective, what we consider to be a healthy amount of alcohol is actually quite unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, completely. She was like, no. She was like, it has to be at most five a week, no more than that. Wow. And that's bad. Yeah.
Jesus. So you're bad, Katie.
I'm a bad person.
You're a bad, bad girl.
I'm a bad girl.
Yeah, no. So I was just thinking, like, you know, because you know, people will be going on dates and shit. I think, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have gone on a first date and ended up getting pretty mouldy. I don't know. What's your thought? What do you think?
I think you have to be very careful because I've had situations where I didn't intend to have sex with someone and I did and didn't remember it, or because even with Blurry, because it was the pandemic, I was drinking more just because like I didn't have a show or I didn't have to get up early, and the couple of like our first dates, I drank way too much and I don't remember stuff. So I don't think that's good. Because then also I'm like paranoid. Then when I see him again, I'm like, did I already tell him this story? Like, I have no idea because I was so fucking drunk. I don't remember. And I won't be repeating myself all the time.
Yeah, but if you're getting that drunk, they're probably getting that drunk too, which is just generally bad.
Yeah, but he can definitely handle more alcohol than I can. And I drank the same amount. So it also depends on their tolerance. So they remember you being like completely fucking yapping away, like, and then you don't remember because like I already said on the podcast, like we'd done stuff that I didn't remember. So I would recommend limiting yourself, have a few to be like woohoo, but like,
yes,
you have to be very careful because as well, like a first date, you just don't fucking know them either. And then yeah, you want to present your best version of yourself. When I'm drunk, I can be like a bit wild. So I don't think they need to see that straight away.
Yeah, it's definitely unsafe. I had a first date years ago with, you know, it was like some first dates you're just like, whatever, just having the crack. Whereas this one, I was like, oh, this woman is interesting. Like, we kind of knew each other from work-ish, sort of. I mean, she wasn't a comedian or anything, but, you know, just like, it's an Irish situation, but it was definitely like somebody within the world of like entertainment and shit. And but she's a single mom in that she was like broken up with the dad, but she was like very attractive, old, you know, like older, like age appropriate. So I was thinking like, oh, this is very, you know, it's like a serious date, you know. And we met up, and she was drinking, which was totally fine. She got annihilated drunk, and I guess because she's like her kid was young, so she was. You know, she's like out for the night. I guess she's, you know, like she got the babysitter. She's like going to take advantage, which I completely get. But it was bad. You know, like she wasn't the best drunk I'd ever met in my life. know what the fuck she was saying, but I just remember by the time I was dropping her home, I was like, wow, I cannot wait to get away from this person. Yeah. Like, it was madness. And then when I dropped her home, she was like, she was like really desperately trying to get me in the house. You know, like, come on, just come in, you know, because I kissed her goodbye, but I was just like, I was kind of being polite, to be honest. And she was like, no, come in, you can come in. Like, it's, I was like, no, listen, it's fine. Like, we just met. Like I literally was like not going in. And she was like, I was physically attracted to her. It wasn't a case of like not wanting to, but it was just a case of just like not wanting this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just so not into it. And so it was like so bad and so awkward, you know? So my recommendation is make sure you don't fucking make an arse of yourself.
Yeah, and because even for you as well, you don't want to sleep with a woman who, if they're drunk and the next morning they're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, I was drunk.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that wouldn't have been, that was a, you know, that's a modern concern.
Not even for the repercussions, but even just for, you want the first time together to be like, you both enjoy it, you're not messy, you're not drunk. And
well, I wasn't thinking like that. I was just thinking that I wasn't into it. I wasn't being safe. And of course, she texted me the next day. She was all apologetic and everything. But it was just like, I'm just not into that, you know?
Yeah,
to be honest, if somebody gets that shit-faced on a first date with a guy that's not drinking, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's not going to be like a once-off, I'd imagine. Yeah. Yeah. They probably worse.
Just from social media, I now know that this woman does not drink anymore. So actually, I think it was a problem. So... figured it out. But it's understandable too, you know? You go through a bad breakup, you have a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's absolutely understandable that she was going through a tough time in her life. It was just, yeah, it just didn't turn out to be like a good
couple. Well, yeah. And here's the other thing. If you get too drunk, like, if you had been drunk as well, you both could have gotten onto like some emotional territory. Like, she could have started talking about her ex, started crying. Like, you're just so much more emotionally vulnerable to like have a messy date.
Whatever. She was being messy. Like, whatever. I can't remember what it was, but I just remember being like, fucking hell, this is mental. Mental.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And then you're embarrassed the next day. Oh my God, the fear. She probably woke up just like, Jesus.
Oh, I remember part of what it was. So we went for dinner and that was fine, but she got pretty rat-arsed. So then she was like, would you be into going to have a drink with my friends? They're actually not far away. So I was like, whatever. I mean, I kind of was already sort of telling that, like, I wasn't that wild about it. So we meet her friends. Her friends, like, total alkies. Like, it's just madness. And then her friend leaves. Her friend is fucking shit-faced. Her friend leaves and drives. And I was like, you can't fucking drive. She's like, I'll be grand. So I think I remember the situation was that we actually, so we decided we would follow the friend. So I drove behind the friend, like in a sort of a safer, I was not comfortable with any of this, you know, but I was just like losing battles all over the place. So I'm like a sober guy for a long time in the middle of this like completely irresponsible behavior, trying to be as responsible as I can be while really thinking that I should just rip this woman's keys off her friend, you know what I mean? So it was all that. I was just like, this is too much. So that's why I was dropping her home after that, you know? So yeah. I was just like, not for me, man. Fucking madness, you know?
Yeah, no.
Plus, you shouldn't bring your first date to meet. I shouldn't have gone. I should have been like, I'll just drop you home. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I didn't want to be rude either, you know? But I shouldn't have been saying, like, let's go meet my friends. You should never go meet your friends on a first date.
No. God.
In my opinion.
I agree with you completely. It's weird. It's like they're showing you off or...
Yeah, it's like a boozy fucking nonsense.
Or they've ran out of stuff to say. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. It's I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. And it wasn't like she wasn't into it because like at the end of the night... Well, listen, she mightn't have been into it and wanted to meet her friends. I give her the benefit of the doubt, whatever she was... But like she was desperately trying to take it to the next level at the end of the night. So I don't think it was a case of not being into it. I think she was just too drunk to know that she was being silly, you know?
Yeah. It's so weird though, because it's like, I don't understand, because you're not going to enjoy it if you're that hammered. I never...
But you wouldn't know. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I fell asleep once during hammered sex. Like, what was the point in that? It's just a complete waste of...
You said that before, yeah.
It's just a waste of everybody's energy. It's like awful. Jesus. I was going to say something. I was going to ask you something about that now, but it slipped out of my head.
About what?
About the drunk date, but now I can't remember. But yeah, that's You handled it the best you could have.
Well, yeah. Was your question going to be like, wouldn't you just take a blowjob in the car? But nah,
no,
wasn't it?
She'd probably bite your penis. Yeah, you have to be careful when there's too much alcohol. What if she got sick on your dick?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah. No. I definitely, if I were hammered, if I were too
but
drunk,
don't,
I'd
you
probably...
don't have any too drunk first date stories. I don't mean, like... You know, that you did something sexual that you regretted, but you don't remember like being on a date and thinking, thinking back and just thinking, oh, I was saying stupid shit or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Loads when I was younger. Just the next morning, waking up with that absolute fear, being like, what the fuck did I say last night? But not recently, only like with Blurry, like which I already talked about, but we were way too drunk on our first date. Like I still to this day don't remember half of it. So, which he thought was really sad. That's the other thing as well. Like, if you start dating someone and you can't remember the first two dates, that's really sad. They're like, oh, remember when we were sitting at the rocks and that boat went by? No, I don't remember. I drank a bottle of... No. So, yeah, I think... I just think in general, anyway, like, we all just drink... Not you, obviously, but we all just drink a bit too much. And yeah. I'm trying to think now. Is there any...
Is it the gynecologist that's in your head? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, no. And just in general, is like, yeah, I have great crack drinking, but I do drink too much when I, like, because when I do shows and when I'm working, I can't drink because I hate being hungover. But the pandemic, I've been just like, I forgot how much I love booze and I'm such a booze hound, like, and just been like drinking to all hours on my roof and stuff. And that's all grand. But it's just like, yeah, I just don't think it's very healthy. And well, I just don't remember conversations.
You're just going to have to get back into some sort of routine.
Well, actually, yeah. So I understand what that person was saying because like with Blurry, he loves drinking and he said to me that he loves that I love drinking. But I feel like he's been misled because I'm not usually like this. Or, you know.
Oh, so you guys have been drinking together a lot?
Yeah, yeah. He's a real little booze hound. And so... he said to me once, he was like, oh, I love that you love having a few drinks. And I was like, oh, he's going to be misled now because once shows come back, I'll be barely drinking. But we are going out tonight and he was like, oh, we're going out for, let's grab a drink. And I've already been in my head being like, well, I don't want to drink. And I haven't said it to him. And I've already played the conversation out where I like subtly just be like, oh, I'll just have an orange juice, trying to not make it a big deal so he can drink, but I just really don't. I want to stay off the drink for a while. But then when you say, but like that, people feel uncomfortable.
Why don't
like,
you just say, listen, I'm just gonna take a break from booze.
Yeah, I'm gonna, but I was just worried. I was just nervous about it. It is weird when you're
like nervous about the way you guys would interact, or you're more nervous about the way he'd react. Like you feel like he won't be as into it if you guys aren't.
I just feel like
together.
He'd be like, "Oh, she's shy crack now," but I'm sure he won't. That's my own insecurity.
Well, the reality is, if he thinks you're shy crack, then he's no good for you.
Yeah, and he won't think that. I'm sure that's my own insecurity. But like, do you know? Because even I guess like when you go out with people and you're not drinking, people always notice it. They're always like, oh, you're not having a few, like, what's up, like, as if you're doing, because if you're usually drink, they're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So why don't
you? A lot of pressure.
Just tell them straight away, like, I'm not going to drink tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, you drink, but I'm just going to have orange juice.
You don't even have to say you drink. Yeah, you can just be like, I'm just not drinking. It's not a big deal.
It's cheaper for him as well, so he'd probably be delighted.
have you been faking wanting to pay?
I've paid for two of the last things because I insisted, but other than that, he pays for everything. But I didn't want to pay him for every single thing, so we went out, or he came over and I paid for the Seamless on my phone, and then another time when we went out, he'd paid for the dinner and we went for a drink somewhere else. I just put down the cash when the waitress came and he was like, I'll Venmo you, and I was like, it's fine, I can pay for some things.
Well, I just want to tell you one of the real reasons why I think that, you know, this person that I've met is a good match for me, because I paid for everything on the first date, no problem, and I was paid for everything pretty much on the second date. But at the end of the night, because you know we hung out on the beach for quite a while, at the end of the night I was dropping her back, so we said we'd just get some pizza. We were just hungry, just get some pizza. So she insisted on paying for the pizza.
Yeah, I like that.
Insisted on paying for the pizza. And I was like, no, you don't have to pay. She's like, no, let me pay. Yeah. So I was like, all right, fine, pay. And then the two of us are at the register. And as she was paying, she said to the guy behind the register, I mean, he should be paying, but, you know, what are you going to do? and threw me under the bus in front of the cash register guy.
Oh my God, that's
and I,
so
I nearly got down on one knee, to be honest with you.
Oh my because God, I was
just
that.
I just that's my sense of humor all day.
Yes,
like that is literally brilliant. That's my sense of humor.
Oh no, that's great. I love that. It's great when you can find someone who's like good banter. Good banter.
Yeah, oh, she's good banter, bro. That's one great. Thing she is. She's good banter.
You should be paying. That's so funny. I love that. That's one thing I like about Blurry as well, because I find like sometimes the guys I've dated here, they don't really like the slagging or whatever. And sometimes I can slag before I even think. I'm like, your friends are fine with that, but he takes it all and he thinks it's hilarious. Because he kind of dresses a bit like a dad with no kids. And so I always slag him about that, but he just thinks he's just anything you can slag him about and he's just laughing about it and can give it right back. So
yeah, that's great.
And it's hard to find
banter is key.
Yeah, it's hard to find banter.
Essential ingredient. Well, for us anyway, for me, yeah. It's essential.
I think anyone Irish, it's like you need it's more important than looks sometimes.
Essential ingredient, yeah.
Yeah, bit of crack.
So anyway, I think we should leave it there, Katie. We didn't get any more questions in the meantime. Which is, not a problem.
Yeah, I got no questions.
Funnily enough, somebody messaged me that I had an amazing first date with years ago. We're still friendly, but like the sexual part of our thing didn't last. But an amazing first date that I'm just going to say, because nobody knows who I'm talking about. It was quite a while ago too. It wasn't obviously intended to be it wasn't a one night stand, but she was Irish, but she was in New York. But I think she was just visiting New York or whatever. But she just like, that was one of these like message on social media being like, oh, I'm in New York. Do you want to meet up?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I think we went for food. And then I said, hey, let's walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. It's nice. Like at night, we're walking over the Brooklyn Bridge. But it was like a dead night. Nobody was on the bridge. And we ended up fucking banging on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh my God.
For like a period of time until we saw somebody in the distance.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's the best.
I'm only telling that story because she messaged me about something else.
That's the best public sex story ever.
It's not the best one ever, but we did have a... Now, we didn't finish on the Brooklyn Bridge because we came back and finished in my car.
That's still great,
though. Typical Irish fashion, when we got back to the car, she was like, I don't know if we should be doing this. And I was like, we were already fucking on the bridge. But like now it's different. That was like spontaneous, but this is like actually like we're making a decision. I don't know
so
if we should
funny.
Be doing this. It's like, well, we've already been doing it, just so you know.
Yeah, I love
it. But anyway,
that.
We did. It was great. It was great. We had others. It wasn't a one night stand. We had other sexual experiences after that, but that was a first date kind of wild. Actually, you know what it was? It wasn't social. It was she tweeted me saying, we're on the same flight. We were actually on the same flight back from Dublin to New York. And she was going to New York for a few days. So she tweeted me saying, I'm on your flight. And that's how we started chatting. And then it was like, do you want to meet up?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Bridge. Wow.
Brooklyn Bridge, yeah.
Oh, well.
It's all ahead of you, Katie.
I was like, I'd love to, but not now.
Nah. Now there's too many people outside, you know?
Also,
now indoors is where you get your privacy.
I know, right? But I could lose my green card as well. It's like one of the things.
Yeah, but that's hot, It's like I'm risking everything to get this fucking this cock action.
Yeah, I'd love to have library sex, but anyway, I don't know why.
Library sex?
Yeah.
Which section? Which section of the library?
The history one, the dusty one. Where nobody's coming down.
The history section. Yeah.
Oh, war, huh?
Yeah, then the anyway, whatever. I'm not in the mood for improv. I'm too fucking mentally tired right now.
I know. I'm tired as well. I've been having the COVID nightmares. Apparently, that's a thing.
The nightmares the nightmares in the pandemic. Not specifically about COVID, just more nightmares.
Yeah, you always had nightmares, but now I'm having more of them.
Yeah, everybody, that's a thing. Yeah, that's from anxieties that build up. I read about it. I've forgotten about it now, but it is actually a thing.
Yeah, I have to read about it because I'm waking up and there's like a demon in my room, but it's not real. It's just like
sleep paralysis. Yeah, that's sleep paralysis. I get that a lot, but I haven't had that in the COVID.
Yeah, no, I've been getting it more. And then my roommate told me that her mum actually believes there's evil spirits in her apartment. So I know she's gone. She's after fucked off after telling me that. So I'm like, great, thanks.
Yeah, but there's no evil spirits. It's all bullshit.
Well, I don't care. I'm going to put it in salt tomorrow.
There's no spirits, Katie.
Well, every night I go to bed, I'm like, spirits, just leave me alone. Go into the kitchen.
Yeah, but you should worry about COVID. You shouldn't worry about spirits.
I'm more afraid of spirits than COVID.
One of all the right, girls. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, go ahead. No. Well, what
just
you gonna say?
Just lastly, one of the girls is telling me that her on the fire escape, a drunk guy came into her room and she screamed and he went, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And then he got back into the window and went left. He'd just gone into the wrong apartment. Wouldn't that be the most terrifying? I'd be on the next flight home. Like that's anyway. Close your windows.
I'm good with all that stuff, man. I don't.
You're also in the Hamptons, so you're fine.
I know it's in my head, you know.
Yeah.
Why? What, wealthier spirits are less aggressive?
No, he wasn't a spirit. It was a real man. He climbed into her window.
Oh, sorry. I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then she woke up and screamed at him and he went, "Oh, sorry, wrong apartment."
Oh, right. Shit. Yeah. Well, I've actually woken up with a thief walking into my bedroom. So.
Oh, my God. See? So, yeah. Great.
I told you the story about the guards running into my bedroom, right?
No.
So I've been robbed before. Our house has been robbed in Dublin before, but I did wake up with somebody walking into my bedroom was a thief before. Jeez. That was years ago in a rented property way back in the like 99 or 2000. But I don't know, 3 or 4 years, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was fast asleep in my bedroom. And like, I guess about 12:30 a.m., I hear people walking up the stairs. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And next thing, 2 or 3 fucking Garda walk into my bedroom. I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, whoa. Like, your door was wide open. So we said we'd have a look in because we know you've had robberies before. And to be honest, the place was such a mess. We thought you were being robbed.
Oh my God.
There was stuff all over the place. I was like, no, I'm just a fucking slob.
So why was your door wide open?
So what had happened was, so I have an annoying door actually. And I just didn't latch it. Like I thought it was closed. It wasn't. So it was just a case of like the wind blew it open because it wasn't latched properly. There was no, you know, it was just an accident. The door was wide open. The guards are fucking in the house.
They thought you were being robbed.
That's yeah, I thought so I was being robbed. Such a mess. But the funny thing is that, I mean, I've been robbed like 6 times.
Jade.
But the fact that I'm such a mess actually saved me one time because years ago I did a small fundraiser for the Rialto Youth Club, my local, you know, the youth club in the local area, which is very important because they, you know, there's a lot of poverty in my area. So I can't remember how much I made, but I think it was like $2,500 in an envelope, like a manila envelope. And typical procrastination, I kept forgetting to bring it down to the youth club. And one night I wasn't there and the fucking house gets robbed.
Jesus.
And the cops come and they're looking around and then they're like, "What's that?" And on the living room floor is a manila envelope with $2,500 in it cash that, of course, the robbers didn't even think of looking at because why would there be a fucking bag of money on the floor? So
oh my God.
They got whatever they got, which was nothing, and they missed out on a fucking bag of money.
Jesus.
So sometimes
God.
Being a mess is good.
Exactly.
There was a bag of money on the floor that they just ignored.
That's amazing.
So anyway, it probably fucking went to the youth club. Turns out the fucking robbers were in the youth club, so they got it anyway. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Katie, come on, let's go.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Follow us on the gram.
Yeah, at Katie Boyle Comic. I'm at Des Bishop. Don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/The Shift Podcast. We'll be back next week. As always, take a screenshot, put it up on Instagram. If you're a Spotify person, give us likes and comments on the Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And
review.
Review all that. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks,
love you.
Katie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Flynn.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.